It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Dave Litka. The value of cryptocurrencies have been surging since Donald Trump's election night victory. One of the reasons is the likely departure of the current SEC chair, Gary Gensler. Dave, let's start with how the Biden administration was handling crypto.
Sure. Hi. The Biden administration, under the leadership of SEC Chair Gary Gensler, would put it nicely, a contentious relationship with the crypto industry. They're at odds through most of the years, past few years on it. Gensler's maintained that the industry has to conform with existing securities laws, and the industry has argued that this is something new. It doesn't really fit. We need some new rules, and they've been back and forth over this, mostly focused on something called the Howey test, which is a decades-old securities law rule precedent that basically establishes whether something falls as a security under U.S. federal law. And if that is the case, then it's more strictly regulated.
And crypto just went bananas yesterday, right?
Yes. Bitcoin was up about 10% yesterday, which is the biggest gains we've seen in quite a while on it. And I guess since Monday, it's up about 14%. And the year-to-date gain is about 80% for that. And that's basically Bitcoin is half the market.
The expectation, though, for crypto and a lot of industries then is a deregulation from the Trump administration?
Correct. Yep. That's been the goal of this industry. And during this federal election cycle, the crypto industry was actually the biggest single contributor as an industry among anything, which is pretty remarkable for something that's only been around for about 10 years.
Okay. To ask the duh question, then, what is the danger of not having guardrails and guidelines for an industry like that?
Well, I mean, we've kind of seen it before. It's the volatile plunges that we've had when things like the FTX exchange collapsed and some of the other catastrophes we had, at least for the industry, back in 2022. One of the mandates that the SEC has is investor protection, and they're serious about it, and they want to prevent people from being exposed to that and all the, frankly, the scams that we've seen over this year during this real boom in this very new industry.
Now, the president-elect says he wants to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the planet. For whom?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to kind of say that. I guess that comment was made at a conference over the summer and before a group of what they call miners, who are firms that process the transactions and win rewards, which are in the form of more Bitcoin, to do that. So he was basically endorsing an industry, but it's kind of hard to ring fence something that is basically software as opposed to where this is being done elsewhere in the other parts of the world.
Okay, so basically you were sort of telling them, you know, what they wanted to hear.
Yes. That's why they call it a campaign.
Okay. Now he has talked about strategic Bitcoin reserve. What is that and how would that work?
Yeah, a strategic reserve has been used a lot of times in the U.S. history. I think everybody kind of thinks about the gold reserve, which is kind of a legacy of when the dollar was linked to gold on it, which goes back a ways on it. But more modern times, things like oil and the like that are for – it's basically reserved to have it around for an emergency. Now, the Trump administration, or at least Trump has himself talked about taking the cryptocurrency that has been seized in a lot of either criminal actions, that type of thing, on it, such as like the dark market web place Silk Road, taking that, making that a reserve, and There's been other proposals out there. Some lawmakers talked about buying it in the open market, that type of thing. So it's kind of unclear how that would develop and what form it may take.
Dave, thanks so much for the explanation. That is Bloomberg's Dave Litka. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays right here at KCBS at 12:30. And then for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.